Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Yerushalmi, daf Yud, and we are in the sugyas of Mechitza Teluya. We're starting with Tesma Beis on top in Oz V'Hadar, and daf Yud here in the other edition. So the Mishnah said, Mishalshel Defanos. The Mishnah spoke about walls. So walls don't have to be all the way from the floor to the schach. If they're hanging down, so that is a machlokas, whether they have to be within three tvachim of the ground. That's what he said is to make it lavud, because you can't have a mechitza tuliyah because you're not allowed to have goats that are walking through on the bottom. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says you can have that. Rabbi Yossi says just like milamatan lamala, and it's all you need is a 10 tvachim. So too from top to bottom, while the going from the bottom to top, going from milamatan lamala, and everybody agrees that 10 tvachim high. And that's all you need. And we noted a machlokas we shown him. If it's 10 tefachim high, is that all you need? Or do you also have to use the principle of halacha majbi sinai of good achis, good asik, and then it would be going up. Good. Then we had Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi only says this chiddush by Hilcha Sukkah. By Hilcha Sukkah, you could have hanging walls. But by Hilcha Shabbos, that's much more chomer. Hilcha Shabbos, you need a real dim nechitza, much more chomer, and therefore he would not agree. He would not say Yeshita by Shabbos. By Shabbos, he would say that you need to go all the way down within three tefachim. We did note, just if you remember, the question of the Pnei Yeshua and the other Achronim answered, if the Mechitza Tuliyah is not allowed except within three tefachim of the ground, so what do you need the whole Halacha Moshe B'Sinai for? Of a good Achis, if you always have Lavud. If it always has to be within three tefachim of the ground, so what was the principle of good Achis Tishimis? So you have to come up with a case where you don't use Lavud. The Pnei Yeshua said, Pitikra Yor Visosim. The Sfasema said, maybe it's only Durabanan. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said it only applies by, Rabbi Yossi says it's only Yeshita by Sukkah, not by Shabbos. And Rabbi Chanina says, no. Rabbi Chanina quoted a story. Chanina said that, one time in Sipori, there was the governmental official coming, and they made the mechitza for him made out of curtains. And the curtains were above three tefachim of the ground. So you see, it was even by Hilchos Shabbos. We continue now. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Asya, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina follows the following. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina follows Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, who just said that Rabbi Yossi says it both by Sukkah and by Shabbos. V'treyon pligan al shitasi Rabbi Yochanan. And they're both arguing Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Rabbi Yossi shita is only by Sukkah and not by Shabbos. Where do you see that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says like Rabbi Chanina, says like his father, to Amar Rabbi Yossi, we switch that girsa. To Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, all three of these great Tanoim, Shloshten Amru Davar Echad. They all said one thing. Ritosis in a few places in Shah says, Davar Echad doesn't mean the exact same Shita, it just means the same Yesod of their Shita. All right, I think at the beginning of Sukkah in the Bavli, Tosfos points out when all like five or six Tanaim are quoted, they all hold Diras Sukkah's Diras Keva. Doesn't mean that they all hold exactly the same application, but the same Yesod applies. So here too, the same Yesod applies that even by Hilcha Shabbos, you have Kulas regarding the Mechitzas. Shloshen Amru Devar Echad. Reb Yehuda Diksharam HaMufulashim, right? We just had that, I think, in the last year. Reb Yehuda regarding the bridges that are open. So we spoke about if you have an overpass, according to Reb Yehuda, that means there's two sides that are walls and the two sides that are Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Yehuda says, no, you apply the principle of Pitikra Yorid Visosim. The edges of the roofs shoot down as if you have imaginary walls. And therefore, that's Hilcha Shabbos. And for Hilcha Shabbos, you're allowed to have these flexible walls, and therefore we put Rabbi Yossi in this group. Right? The Karban Eide here quotes the Mishnah in Ervin that we have quoted before. Avagav Dein Shem Ela Beis Machitzas, says the Karban Eide. Even though there's only two walls, Afilu Achi Mutter, it's still Mutter, Darmina Pitikra Yor V'Sosim, Afilu Mi Beis Rechosav. You say Pitikra, even from two sides, V'Kol Shekein D'Mat Machitzas Luya, surely he would matir a hanging wall. Well, you have four walls, it just doesn't go all the way down. Here you have two walls, and then two walls that are nothing. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Let's just, the principle of Pitikra, right? You might wonder, right? We just said that, you can't have goats going through. You can't have goats throwing through. Here, you don't even have any wall. You don't have any wall. So is he just rejecting that whole idea that he's Pitikra rejects that, you know, you can have people walking through. So the stipler, the first stipler in Erevin, discusses the difference, and what the svara is for Pitikra. Based on a Tosfos there that we're not going to read, quotes, Tosfos, I think on the Vav, so explains the Kilos Yaakov, V'hine mashabira Tosfos, degabi hilchasa, de Pitikra yard v'sosem, lo shayich b'kias gidiyim. The idea of the Pitikra, that the roof shoots down, does not have the problem of the goats walking through. Mishum delav mitam lechitza tluya materas. It's not because of the reason that Pitikra works is not because you have an imaginary wall shooting down. Tahal leka mechitza klal. There's nothing. There's no wall that you can even shoot down. It's just the roof. So says the stipler, when we say the principle of Pitikra, it's not because it's an imaginary wall. So tsarach bir. So, well, how's it working? You're right, there's no actual wall, but isn't there a halachic reality wall? What he calls dini, a halachic wall, and not a actual wall. Right? Don't we have the halachic realities of, you know, there's no wall here, but you view it as if there's a wall. Right, so we have that often, right? You have an item here, but because it has a destiny to be burned, you view it as if it's burned already, and therefore it's tiny little pieces. It's sitting right here, this esrog, the avenir nidachas, or an esrog of mechtas kiddush yirates. Sometimes future destiny impacts halachic reality in the present. So here, it's not the same thing, but yeah, don't you view it as an imaginary wall? Says the disciple, no, that's not the principle of Pitikra. Even a real wall that's hanging, you usually the goats are going to ruin it. Imkain, Gabi Pitikra, your associate name, Machitza Mispateles. So Veneris, it says the disciple, that Tosfos follows Lishitaso, what he said, what they say on Dafsadihe in Erevin, that they say Pitikra, Yored Visosim, Humishum de Dami Le Pesach, Umidam Pesach Mahani. Ulafize, right, that you're allowed to have a doorway. So he says that's what's going on with Pitikra. Pitikra means that you have the two walls on the side, and maybe according to Rabbi Huda, all you need is two real walls, and the sides are considered doorways. A doorway doesn't have a problem with goats because the doorway is supposed to be open. You're supposed to be able to walk through the doorway. Meaning the chiddush of Pitikra is that it's not called a pirtza. It's not just called a break in the walls. It's called a doorway between the walls. That's the chiddush of Pitikra. That's why he quotes there that some are machalik, that you can't have more than 10 amos to apply Pitikra, right? Because then that would be more than a allowance of a Pesach, that would be already a Pirtza. So, says the stipler, maybe that's why, conceptually, even though the Pitikra might be more powerful than a Mechitza Tluya. A Mechitza Tluya is functioning as a wall, and therefore if you have a wall, it has to reach the bottom. You can't have goats walking under your wall, then that's not a wall. But if you have a doorway, you can have goats in the doorway, because that doesn't ruin the doorway, because a doorway is a doorway. Right? They're not talking about a door, but a doorway. Okay, so that's the stipler in the beginning of Erevin. So let's get back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says these three Tanoim all hold of one idea, and that is they're makel by imaginary walls by Hilchos Shabbos too. So we have Rabbi Yehuda, what he just said, and then we have Rabbi Yossi Chahen Dehacha, Rabbi Yossi, who we just said, Rabbi Yossi is the one that we're talking about in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, and Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who says what to Tani? He says the following, Shlosha Dvarim Hitir Rabbi Chanina. There are three halachas that Rabbi Chananya was matir. Two of them have nothing to do with us, but he said this all together. So Hitir Atza Shebayam. He was matir Atza in the Yam. Atza is some type of reeds. What's Atza Shebayam? So most Mefarshim say this has to do with Hilchos Hechsher. Hechsher L'Kabbal Tova. As Tom came up a couple of days ago, in order for food to become Tame, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Yayin, dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, mayim. Right, the seven liquids, yad, shach, adam, one of those seven liquids. So what happens if I am storing my food amongst the reeds? And the reeds get a little moist, so it's going to get my food a little moist. But that's not why I'm interested in storing my food. I'm not interested in having them wet. Actually, just the opposite. I'd rather my food not get wet, because if it gets wet, it gets ruined quicker. So that's a case, as we know, the first mission of Machshirin. Not only does it have to become wet with one of the seven liquids, I have to be happy about it. I have to be nichale, that it's getting wet. So here, Rabbi Hanani was matir the atza shebayam. If you put it amongst these moist reeds, it's not mukshar. Because that's not called, you're not happy about that. Right? Hiter atza shebayam. That's how most assume is the pshat of this line. The Rav Chaikadeski here quotes another idea from the Rishonim. He matired atza shebayam, totally different pshat, to do hatmana in. Right? We know the three worlds of the Isser Drabanan of Bishlo B'Shabbos. Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. Shehiya is how you're allowed, what are you allowed to do before Shabbos? To leave things on. What is their fire? Covered fire. Hachzara is about putting things on the fire on Shabbos, right? The five conditions of Hachzara. And Hatmana, insulation, that's both. There's Hatmana before Shabbos, and there's Hatmana on Shabbos, and there are differences in Halacha. But one of the differences is that on especially on Shabbos, although we're not going to get into the details now, let's just say there's a difference between insulating in things that add heat and insulating in things that just retain heat, right? Mosif Hevel or Eino Mosif Hevel. There are differences between the two. The item that you wrap in doesn't have to be the thing that's Mosif Hevel. If you wrap in a towel tightly and it's on top of a fire, so then that's considered Mosif Hevel, right? Even though the towel is itself not the thing that's being Mosif the Hevel, but that's still considered Mosif Hevel. So says Rav Chaim Gadievsky here, that's what's going on here. Atza, you're allowed to wrap him. It's called the Davar Sheino Mosif Hevel. Right, they're different materials. The fourth parak in Shabbos, Bamet Tomnin uBamet Ein Tomnin, the first Mishnah there. So that's what Rabbi Hanani is talking about. He's talking about Hilchis Hatmana, which is totally a different topic. Right, that's the last psak Rav Shlomo Zalman gave, the crockpot psak, the last psak that he said crockpots are Hatmana. Even though, right, why is it a bit of Kiddush? Because Hatmana has to be totally unwrapped, and Hatmana by a crockpot, it's not wrapped on top. You just have to cover the pot. It's not wrapped on top. And also, there can't be any space in between the wrapping element and the pot. It has to be totally enclosed. There's no hatmana in an oven. Maybe hachzar in an oven, but no hatmana because there's airspace between the oven walls and the pots. So here, most crock pots, if you have the insert, the earthenware insert, the bowl goes a little bit in. I don't know, the concave, convex, I don't know which one it is. But it kind of goes in, so there's some airspace there. So that's also a chiddush, but you don't see that airspace, and this is the way it's supposed to be. And there is, and the way Rav Shlomo Zalman understands is that the language of the Ramah that says Megula Lamala is mutter, that's only if it's Megula Lamala in a place where it's not supposed to be Megula Lamala, where you're leaving some open space, so it's nikar that you're not being matmin. But by a crock pot, it's supposed to be like this. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman gave that last psak, that's why some have the, follow that to try to raise the crock pot a little bit, put a little ball of a tin foil or a couple of pebbles on the bottom to raise it a little bit to make more space, so it's not a question of atmana. Okay, but anyway, so Hanani says he matured atza shabayam vehiter kitzotzra, or a different girsa gizostra. That's the one that's important for us. That's what we discussed a little while ago. If you have a porch that's over water and you want to fill from the river that's underneath the porch, you want to put a pail down and pick up the water. The problem is the water is a Carmelis, right? And the porch is in a Rishus HaYachid. So how do you get water? So we had the different days about you have to build a wall either under the porch or in the water going up, or different days. The Mishnah said there, Beimi Lamala, Beimi Lamata. We had the different days how to understand that. But Rabbi Hananya holds that if you have a porch and you're the hole in the porch, right? All the details are quoted here in the Karban Ha'eda. We have this elsewhere. If you build a hole that is 4x4 tfachim, and on each side of the hole, you have 10 tfachim of porch, you're allowed to magically use two halachal moshmisinais to pretend that when you pick up the pail, there's a wall there, right? What is it? Kof and good. What's kof? Bend. Kof means kof. You have 10 tefach floor next to the hole. It's ke'ilu, you view those horizontal floor slats as if they're vertical next to your hole. So all of a sudden, you have 10 tefach walls going down around your porch. And then not only that, you can then extend it all the way down. So kof, bend it. Good, stretch it. Right? So that's Rabbi Hananya. So you see from there, Rabbi Hananya holds that you're allowed to be mekel by these mechitzas when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Hiter Ketutra. And then one more, the Hiter Havaz Luntios. He allowed, after one went in a time that it was mutter, one washed themselves on Shabbos. some held that there was a gzeira, you're not allowed to carry the towel back, even in a place with an Erev, because you might come to squeeze out the water from the towel. He wasn't worried about that. He threw us lunti, you're allowed to take the towel back. I'm not worried that you're going to squeeze it out. So Rabbi Chanina said these three things. The second one is one that's important for us. And that's going back now, what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, these three Tanoim hold of all of the same Shita. So you see, one of them, the second one is Rabbi Yossi. So he obviously holds, like Rabbi Chanina said, that Rabbi Yossi Shita in our Mishnah is not only by Hilchas Sukkah, but it's also by Hilchos Shabbos. And that's the arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's only by Hilchos Shabbos. Period. We continue. Says the next Mishnah. Again, we're still talking about structure of Sukkah. Right? Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start the second parak. But Bayish Nifchas V'Zika Chagabav. So what happens? This is the Mishnah of Dofen Akuma. So Bayish Nifchas V'Nifchas Chagabav. If you have if somebody has a house, and the inside, the middle of the roof of the house collapsed. And it was the day before Sukkot. So I'm like, you know what, I have to get this fixed. But you know what, tomorrow is Sukkot. So I'm just going to put some schach on here, on the hole, and I'll use it for my sukkah. Sika chagabav, so is that allowed? So it depends how much space there is between my schach and the wall. Sim yesh ben hakosel l'sika charba amos psula. If there is four amos or more between my schach and the sukkah and the walls, that's puzzle, because you cannot connect the walls to the schach. If it's less than that, it's okay. Because then that we have the principle of dofen akuma. We view it as if it's a bent wall, as if the wall continues all the way to the schach, and there's no space between the schach and the wall. V'chein v'chatzer shumukavet achzadra. Also, if you don't have a house, but you have a chatzer, let's say you have houses around the yard, and you have awnings going out in front of all the houses, and you put schach on top of the edges of the awnings, and now you have your area of the chatzer that's covered in schach. So that also, the same rules would apply there as long as the schach is within four amos of that. What's the chiddush in that case? Because there, the beginnings of your awnings weren't made l'shem, you know, protection in your house. They were just made for outdoors. But still, you're even allowed to put schach on there. So that's also the same principle of the Dofen Akuma. Next, Sukkah Gedola, Shekifua, a third type, same yisod, but the third case. Sukkah Gedola, Shekifua, B'davar Shem Esachim, but you have a huge sukkah, but the edges of the sukkah, you have Pasul Schach. So, Em Yesh, Tachtov, Arba Amos, Psula. If there are four Amos under, that's Pasul. If it's less than four Amos, then it is okay. That's the principle of Dofen Akuma. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, Avir, skip the next word, Avir posel b'shlosha tvachim. Rabbi Chiya says, airspace in your sukkah posels with three tvachim. The Mefarshim explain here, an airspace that goes the whole length of the sukkah. The whole length of the sukkah, you have a three tefach space of so that cuts the sukkah. So if you don't have a kosher sukkah on each side or on one side, it's pasul. So avir posel b'shlosha tvachim, schach pasul in a posel ba'am amos. So schach pasul pasul with four amos. Whoa, what does Rebbe Chiya say here? We learned in our Mishnah Dofen Akuma that if you have four amos on the side of your sukkah, you could view the wall as if it's bent all the way to the schach. Rebbe Chiya says, no, that's the shear anywhere in the sukkah. Four amos of schach, anything less than four amos of schach in the middle of your sukkah is not going to pasul according to Rebbe Chiya. Right? We paskin on the side. But this day of the Gemara, and also appears elsewhere, that you don't need Dofen Akuma. Just four amos is the shear of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that you could have up to that. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Afana Nami Tanina Tarteon. Rabbi Yosa says, I don't know what Rabbi Chiya's chiddush is. We learned both of these yesodos that he said from Mishnayos. Rabbi Chiya comes up with these two great chiddushim. Avir, airspace, three tvachim. Pasul schach, four amos. So we learned both of those. Where avir posel b'shlosha tvachim, avir the shear is three tvachim. The tanina, we learned that in the Mishnah that we had. Right, if the schach is horizontally three tvachim away from the walls, then it's pasul. So we learned that in the Mishnah. Schach pasul in posel b'arba amos. The tanina, and the other yisod we learned from this Mishnah that we just read. The tanina, b'ayit shenifchas v'zika chagabav. We have a house that collapsed in the middle. So therefore, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosa, I think both things that Rabbi Chiya said are learned that from Mishnayos, so I don't know what exactly his Kaddish is. The Rishonim in Sukkah here on Daf Yud Zayin wonder, the Ramban, the Ritva, according to this opinion, because this opinion appears in the Bavli too, if you say that four Amos is the shear everywhere in the Sukkah, and not just by the side wall, then what's the halacha moshvisin avdofen akuma? Right? What do you need that for? Similar to the question we said yesterday, right? In the last, yesterday's shear, the Pnei Yeshua asked, and the Sfas Emes asked, if you say that your hanging wall has to be within three tfachim, of the grounds, so what do you need the chiddush of good achis for? That the wall shoots down, it always has to be within three tfachim, which is lovewood. So it's covered by that halacha moshe b'sinai. So here, the Rishonim ask, if you have halacha moshe b'sinai, that your pasul schach maximum is four amos is pasul, it has to be less than that anywhere in the sukkah, then what's the chiddush of dofen akuma, that on the side of the sukkah you're allowed to extend the wall? So you gotta figure that out. Unless you say it's true in Echanami. There is no such halacha moshe b'sinai. Which then gets into the Rambam, which we haven't mentioned in a long time, but we'll mention it again now. Remember, the Rambam says that there are five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. Five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. The first two categories, number one, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Number two, Pirushim HaMekubalim B'Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Misora, not called Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but Pirushim that we get all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the two examples he gives, Pri Eitz Hadar, being an Esrog, and Ayin Tachas Ayin, being money. Right? Those aren't Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But those are, go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between those two categories? The Rambam says, could you have figured it out if I gave you enough time? If I gave you 100 years, could you have figured it out that Pri Eitz Hadar is an Esrog? Maybe. It's a beautiful fruit. Ayin Tachas Ayin is money? Probably. You know, 90% of legal systems in the world hold that. They don't hold eye for an eye literally. What about Kizayis being the Shir of Achila? No way. Right? If I give you 1,000 years, you don't figure it out. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai has no remez in the Pasuk at all. That's the difference between the two categories. But then the Rambam says, and there's never a machlokas about either of the two categories. That's the Rambam. And that's what many, the Chavos Ya'ir has a tshuva, and others, there's never a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There are many machlokos. Right? So then you have to knock out a bunch. Sometimes the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Law, which Rashi and Tosfos say Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam must not hold that that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's Mesorah, Gemara Gemiri Law. So whenever you have a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you got to figure out that Rambam. But the Rambam says there is no machlokas. Okay, so we continue. Ma'u lishon tachtav. Ask the Gemara. So we said, if you have less than three tefach airspace in the sukkah, it does not ruin it. Could you sleep under that area? It doesn't ruin your sukkah, but could you sleep under that airspace of less than three tefach space? Hezer Reb Yislav ben Al-Yashiv. You can't. How do you see that? I'll give you a mashal. Hare hatit hanarok a mishnah in mikvaos. Right? We know a mikveh has to be 40 sa'ah. That's the minimum. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to use liquid mud, pourable mud, to be mashlim, your 40 sa'ah. But you can't be tovel in that mud. Right? You could use that to be mashlim, the shear of sukkah, but you can't, you know, if you pour some of that mud on the north side of your sukkah, of your mikveh, then you have to be tovel on the south side of your mikveh. Right? So it could be mashlim, but you can't, it's not the, it's like you can't be in it. So titanorik mashlim b'mikvav einat bilavo. So says the Gemara. Isn't that like a parallel? It helps the shear of the mikvah, but you can't be tovel in it. V'hacha mashlim b'sukkah v'asu lishin tachtav. Same idea. You can be mashlim. Use that for the shear of your sukkah. The less than three tefachim is not a problem, but you cannot sleep under it. Interesting. The Achronim wonder. The Gemara says elsewhere that if you have pasul schach less than four tefachim, let's say, right? Not like that day that we just said about Dalet Amos. If you have pasul schach that's less than four tefachim, it doesn't ruin your sukkah and you're allowed to sleep under it. Right? So what's the difference? Why is it when you have airspace less than three tefachim, it doesn't ruin your sukkah, but you can't sleep under it? If you have less than four tefachim of pasul schach, it doesn't ruin your sukkah and you're allowed to sleep under it. So explains the Lavush. Explains the Lavush, or Mordechai Yaffe, the Lavush Malchus, the Lavush. Well, if we have time, we'll go through all of his svarim. All of his svarim are named after a pasuk in the Megillah, right? Mordechai Yaffe, the Aterezov, Butzvar Gamon, and all of his svarim on the four Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. So he asks this question in Tafresh Lamed Beis. The Lavush says, "V'lo dami l'schach pasul." Don't compare airspace to schach pasul, even though they both don't ruin the sukkah if it's less than three and less than four. Why? Because by pasul schach, it's bottled to the kosher schach. and therefore it's considered kosher schach, and that's why you're allowed to sleep under it. Airspace, you don't say, oh, that's bottled to this kosher schach, and as if you have kosher schach there. No, you have nothing there, but it doesn't ruin it. So that's the difference between pasul schach and airspace. He says, "Dahasa mikol makom tachat sel sukkahu ochel o yoshein elish a pasulu v'kimachin is batel nase ha'iser heter." Mashein shayach lomar kein gabi avir avo ishu pachos migimol yamrin be lavud ukilu sasumhu. Even though it's within 3 years, you say lavud mikol makom avirhu ve'ain kan sel sukkah, and therefore it is not a problem. The Levush mentions, and it's also already in the Ramah. It says less than 3 tefachim of airspace, you can't sleep under it. Every sukkah has holes in the top of it, on the top. You have to make sure that you're not sleeping. It's impossible. It'll be impossible to be in the sukkah not under airspace. That's the Ramah in Tafresh Lamed Beis, says the Ramah. Ibn Nishar, he says, V'davka sholecha p'nei kol sukkah. The only problem when you have 3 tefachim that it ruins it is if it's the whole width. Aval belavachi mutter to ha ein sukkah she'ein ba nekavim nekavim. You don't have a sukkah that doesn't have holes. So of course you're allowed to sleep under. You're allowed to be under that. It's not a problem of sleeping under that sukkah. Okay, under that airspace. We continue. Says the Gemara. Chizki Amar. So now Reb Chizki argues. Reb Chiya said earlier that the 4 Amma shear is the shear anywhere in the sukkah. Chizki says, no, it's not. And our Mishnah is not a raya, because it's the 3 examples of our Mishnah, it's where it's on the side, up to the 4. So Chizki Amar Bereshi he nearest Kidofan Akuma, right? Because it looks like a bent wall. That's why it's allowed. Only if it's on the side. Tani Rav Hoshi Bereshi nearest Kidofan Akuma. Rabbi Bar Rabbi Chia B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Bereshi nearest Kidofan Akuma. They all agree that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Rabbi Zira Rabbi Yosef B'shem Kana B'shem She nearest Kidofan Akuma. So everybody agrees against that. Rabbi Chia up to the 4 Amos is only because it's on the side. Omer Rabbi Yona or Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yona just says to Rabbi Yosi, I'm not so sure. I like Rabbi Chia, right? Rabbi Yona says to Rabbi Chia, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah doesn't seem to limit it. Those are all the examples the Mishnah gives, but it doesn't say explicitly that it has to be near the wall. V'lamali anan amrin mishum shein slach pasul posel el barba amos. So what can you say? That's the reason. So Rabbi Yona says it doesn't say beferish. Those are all the examples given, but it doesn't say beferish. It has to be next to the wall. So he does not think that it has to be next to the wall, Dofan Akuma. It could be even in the middle, but again, all these other interpretations of the Mishnah was that it has to be next to the wall, Dofan Akuma. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ha'osa sukkasukim in srif. If somebody makes their sukkah, what's a srif? We might call it a teepee. Right? It basically does not have a roof. It doesn't have a roof. You have the walls that go from the floor diagonally up. They're leaning against each other. Kim in srif, it does not have a roof. Osha samchalakosa, or you take schach and you lean it against the wall. Also, there's no separate wall and roof. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, posel meshein lagag. Rabbi Eliezer says a sukkah has to have a roof and walls, 2 separate elements. If it doesn't have a chiluk between the two, so then it's possible. The Chacham Machshir and the Chacham say kosher, it's okay. Even in these cases, we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Machzelas kanim, machzelas gedola, machzelas kanim. What if you have a reed mat? We have sukkah mats. But in the days of old, they used to use mats sometimes for sukkahs, but they also used mats to sit on, right? They put the mats on the floor and you said, sit on the floor. The second that it's used for the floor, or it's designated even to use for the floor, it's makabel tuma. Then it cannot be used for schach. That's why you have sukkah mats with hechsherim, because they're dafka made l'shem schach, not made l'shem to take to the beach, to lie on, like a machzelet, as it's called. So, machzelas kanim, machzelas gedola. So, the Mishnah quotes, and it's not clear in the Mishnah what the machlokas is. We have to go to the mefarshim. Because, big ones or small ones? So, big ones are usually small ones are sat on, or more sat on, and the big ones are used for roofs. So, machzelas gedola, so l'shchiva. If you made a big one to lie on, mekabelas tuma, v'imisachinba, then it's mekabel tuma, and you can't use it for schach. Ulesicha, but if you made it for schach, misachinba, v'imisachinba, tuma. So Tanakama seems to say, it depends what you made it for. What does he say about if you didn't have any intention? Unclear. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Achazol v'azaktana. Rebbe Eliezer says, doesn't matter if it's big or small. Us, and the Tanakama only spoke about big ones. Rebbe Eliezer says, even small ones. Asal l'shchiva makabel tuma v'imisachin ba. If you made it to lie on, then it's makabel tuma and you can't use it for schach. Ulesicho b'sachin ba v'imisachin ba. And if you made it for schach, then you can use it. Very unclear in the Mishnah, what is the case of machlokas? The each seem to say, well, it depends what you thought. So would anybody argue? So the Karban Eder here quotes from the Gemara, the machlokas is a big one that you didn't focus on specifically. A big one that was made stoma. Say a big one that was made stoma, do we say that's automatically like schach? Because you usually only use small ones for to sit on, but big ones. Or do you say, no, maybe big ones also stoma would be a problem. That's the machlokas. The Tanakhama says a big one stam is for schach, and therefore it would be kosher, not makabel tumah. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, a big one that's stoma, you have to be choshesh that it was made to lie on. Good. Good. One more line. Moda Rabbi Eliezer lechachamim shem haisun esuna al arba avanim. Rabbi Eliezer, back to the first half of the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says, if it has no roof, then it is puzzle. What if you raised it? Let's say a picture of my schach leaning against my wall, but I put a rock under the bottom of the schach. So there's one tefach straight vertical before my schach starts. That's good enough to be called an ohel. So as long as I have one tefach up first before it goes diagonal, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that that's okay. Shemaisa nesun al arba avanim. Osha isa gavoa min aretz. Poseach tefach. If it's on rocks or it's at least raised up a tefach, shehi ksheira. It is kosher. It is kosher. Tani osa sukaso kebeis yar halavanon ksheira. And if you make a sukkah like was made in the beis yar halavanon, what is this? Some say it was a Shlomo HaMelech summer house. Some say it's just an example of the types of houses they made in the forest in Lebanon. Ksheira, those are made like this. It has a little bit up and then across. Lemi nisrach al Rabbi Eliezer, right? This is only needed for Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, you don't need any vertical height of the ohel. But this is what the case would be. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Do you need something physical for that tefach up or just even airspace? What if you put just two rocks on the end of it, like it says here? If it's on rocks, that doesn't sound like it's a full wall there. Tosfos on Daf Yutes says, I think it should be a full wall of the tefach up, but I know the Yerushalmi sounds like Rashi. That's what Tosfos says. Because it sounds like you don't need the wall, you just need the space. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Usha, Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time.